Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you.
In the history of television, there are many actresses whose names and faces you know and have come to love through the years. This woman is one of them. 700 or more TV appearances, series after series after series. She's on as the mom. Her most famous role, of course, would have been in the 70s on the TV show Happy Days as Mrs. C. It's Marion Ross. Welcome back to the Paul Harris Show.
Oh, Paul, it's so good to hear you.
Oh, it's nice to talk to you again. How are you today?
I'm just great. I'm sitting out on the deck of our house near San Diego. Bright blue ocean out there. I hate to tell you this. Nice blue sky. It's a beautiful day.
Well, we have a beautiful day here in St. Louis as well, made better, of course, by your presence.
Aw, are you cute.
Thank you very much. I've got a lot of things to talk to you about here, including Happy Days and Marion Days, which you're always involved in Marion, Illinois.
I know. I am the spokeswoman for Marion, Illinois. I'm very proud of this.
And you're actually going to be there on October 11th doing a benefit performance of A Lovely Light. What is that?
Well, you know, any actress worth her salt has a one-woman show in her. And this is all about the poet Edna St. Vincent Millay.
Oh.
Now, some people know who that is.
I only know it because I learned about her in, I think, middle school or elementary school or somewhere along the way.
I don't think they teach her anymore. And later on, I'm going to tell you a funny story about that. But she's one of that great legendary Greenwich Village period. You know, poets during that period, like in the 20s, they were like rock stars. They were famous and wild, and it's all about her life and her poetry, and it's wonderful for an actress to get to do something like
that. It's a chance for the wild side of Marion Ross to come out.
A little bit. a little bit.
How often does that wild side of Marion Ross come out?
I'm careful with it because, in fact, it's so funny hearing that theme song music because I was in this restaurant the other night and this guy, the waiter said, give me your phone, took my phone, disappeared, and when he came back, he had programmed the Happy Days music in there.
Wow.
So when my phone rings, I mean, not too corny, right? How corny is this?
No, I like that. I like that.
I do.
I suppose we couldn't put the Brooklyn Bridge theme song on there, could we?
God, I love Brooklyn Bridge so much. I was so proud of that. Yeah, that was Simon Garfunkel did that song.
Yeah, that was a wonderful show. Gary David Goldberg put that together.
Absolutely. We only made about 35 of those shows. Each one of them is just a gem. They're like movies.
Was he thinking of you for the role?
Oh, no. In fact, I had to interview so many times. Over and over and over again, and then come back with a gray wig, and then come in again. And all of these actresses kept calling up saying, I would like to have a crack at that role. So he kept putting me off. And when he finally called, and we were like going to start, he called me on a Saturday night, and we were going to start the next Monday. And he called me, and he said, and my family was around me, so all they could hear was my end of it. And he said, I finally got what I wanted. And I said something about what took you so long. And I said, was it because I'm not Jewish? Because, you know, I'm not Jewish. And he said, no, it was just hard for him to go into CBS in New York City and say, I'd like Mrs. C. to play this part.
The Jewish grandma, we want Mrs. C.
As we went on, I said to Gary one day, I said, I really caught your grandma, didn't I? He said, no, hardly. He said, she was really much tougher.
Oh, yeah?
Much tougher, yeah. But I'd love being in that.
Well, Sophie was quite a character. It seemed like the sort of thing that was written for you when I first watched the show, and I saw all of the episodes. My wife and I absolutely loved the show, 1991 to 1993.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And we thought you were terrific. And the kids, the two boys.
Oh, those two boys. You know, I was in Boston and doing this show, and this young boy came. I didn't recognize him at all, and it was little Nathaniel, the little apple-cheeked one,
mm-hmm.
And he was just entering Harvard, and he wants to become like an astronaut, and I thought, what a fine, slim-faced young man he was, and I thought, I was glad he didn't go on with show business, there's something not too healthy for young people, unless you're Ron Howard.
Well, I was going to say, how ironic, here you are having worked with a guy who, you know, was Opie Taylor and then grew up to be Richie Cunningham and now is one of the more successful producers and directors in the world. Show business done him right.
Well, he's doing the Da Vinci Code now.
That's right.
But he is the only one that I can think of.
I got to ask you one other thing about Brooklyn Bridge, because, like I said, I was a fan, and you know, I've loved so much of what you've done, but this one really stuck in my mind because I am Jewish myself and have relatives who were not all that unlike Sophie. Since you are not Jewish, and I know you're a fine actress, did you have to talk to Gary about what the character was going to be and have to learn more about that so she was as far from Mrs. C as possible?
I didn't talk to Gary other than what I got off the script, but he had a box of pictures, family pictures, and those women, the way they would stand, you know, with their hands on the backs of their hips, those women that just were like rocks, you know, and they ran everything. They told the men what to do. And I would say to my husband, Paul, Mr. Paul Michael, I would say, Paul, take me down to Cantor's Deli, you know, on Fairfax. And I want to look at those people. I want to hear them talking. I just sop them up. I love the fact that the Jewish women are so forceful and strong. They're kind of like the Irish women. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm. There is a lot of similarity there.
You know, right. You know what it comes from, and the black women, because if you get a culture that is where they oppress the mensch can't speak up. He can't go to battle because they're going to get him. The black man can't go. The Irishman can't go. They're going to get him. So the women, they'll stand like that, put their hands like that on the back of their hips, and by God, you don't want to mess with them.
You're absolutely right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yep, you hit it right on the nose. That is a great deal of the history of
oppression. It's what you, and I think, don't oppress women. Because this fierce thing is going to come out.
Marion, they say,
you know that little Chinese wife who walks him back?
Yep.
Don't fool with her.
No, absolutely not. No, you're right. And, you know, 22 years with the same woman, I can say, don't mess with my wife either. Absolutely. Let's talk about some other things, because I was looking through your kind of career history here, and I went back to some of the movies you did. You're, of course, known for hundreds and hundreds of TV shows, but people may not know that you also did several movies, including one with Rock Hudson and Tony Curtis called Operation Petticoat.
But that wasn't Rock Hudson. That was Cary Grant.
Oh, Cary Grant. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Right. And what I found that Tony Curtis, was he adorable? You know, we used to laugh at him, you know, as an actor. But by God, was he attractive and adorable. And one morning, it was all about this pink submarine.
Yep.
You know, and we were down in the Florida Keys. And one morning, I'm sitting up there, like on this conning tower thing, and we were going to have to go out and go down under the water in the submarine. And Cary Grant was there, and nobody else was there. And I said, you know, I think I'm a little bit pregnant. And I said, I don't know if I should go down in that submarine. And he said, oh, are you pregnant? And, like, tears came to his eyes. This was before he had a child. He always wanted to have a child. So I had that moment with Cary Grant. Can you imagine?
Very nice.
It is. It's beautiful.
You played a nurse in the movie.
Right. And, my son is now 46 years old.
Wow.
And you know, you might know who he is because his name is Jim Meskimen, and he did all the voices on that jibjab.com, that political DVD.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, on the computer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. He did all those, he imitated all those guys.
I have linked to that many times from my website. JibJab.com is a terrific site.
Well, that's Jim Meskimen.
Well, congratulations to him on the success of that.
I taught him everything.
Did you learn anything from Cary Grant and Tony Curtis, and especially Blake Edwards working on that movie?
Blake Edwards, right. God, was that something? What would I have learned? What I learned, All I know is that I was able to make friends with everybody so that, you know who I am. I'm such a nice, compulsive, nice person.
Yeah.
That I was invited to all the parties, no matter what. Who, if the group ever got divided up, Tony and Janet rented a yacht, a big yacht.
Tony Curtis and Janet Lee.
And we were all going to take the yacht overnight. And Dina Merrill, all of us on the thing, and they said, do not go to Cuba. Do not go to Cuba, because it was really pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have accepted. Here we all are, decked out in yacht clothes, and Tony Curtis would stand there in his cap and his jacket and his whole thing, calling himself the rich kid, you know, in the yacht.
Yep.
Off we go. The storm comes up. We got all this food, and everything looks so grand. Everybody who didn't get invited is feeling terrible. Well, everybody got seasick immediately. It was that kind of a trip, you know?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the morning was came, we just headed right back and pretended that we'd all had a wonderful time, and it wasn't worth a thing. You know,
that was in 1959, the year Castro took over Cuba, so it was quite a bit of a threat there. It was shortly after that that you kind of left movies behind and went into TV and kind of never looked back, although you've done a few movies here and there since then. It was throughout the 60s and 70s and all the way up to now that you've
done
television.
Do you know that one of the first things I ever was in with it was the Glenn Miller story?
Is that right?
I played the band manager's wife, so I was the friend of June Allison. And on a movie set, you probably know this, that when you break for lunch, if you're not a big star, the big star goes to their private dressing rooms, and if there's nobody else in your category, like you can't go with the hairdressers or the makeup people, that's not your, you know, so if you're alone. So I didn't have anybody to have lunch with, so I went in the commissary. Sitting at the counter was Louis Armstrong, Cozy Cole, Barney Bernard, Earl Father Hines, all these guys.
Wow.
I sat with them. I sat right next to, at the counter with Louis Armstrong.
How cool.
Can you believe it?
For a young ingenue just breaking into the movies to be able to hang out with these greats of show business. Holy cow.
Holy cow, it's right.
Yeah. What I wanted to ask you about the leaving movies and moving into all these years of working in TV is, what's the difference between making a TV show and making a movie as far as an actress is concerned?
Well, in the old days or in the new days, and the new movies, I think, are being made as fast as we do it on TV. And what's fun about live TV, like a thing like Happy Days, the script is being changed every day. You rehearse all week. And the script is constantly changed. If you're in a one-camera film, movie or something, when you get that in the can, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's set. The whole script is really set. The looseness that comes with being in three-camera, like Drew Carey or Happy Days or something like that, you have to be very flexible. And not only that, you have to really be on your toes so that your joke works.
Yeah.
So that you don't get it written away from you.
Got to make sure you hit that punchline, or else you're going to lose it.
That's right. You're going to. So there's that level of competition all the time. Everybody in there trying, you know.
Let me get a plug in here for the one-woman show that Marion's going to be doing at the Marion, Illinois Civic Center, Tuesday night, October 11th at 7:30. It's called A Lovely Light. You can call them directly at 618-997-4030 or go to marionillinois.com, where I'm pretty sure you'll get a nice welcome greeting from Marion Ross herself. And when we come back here, we'll talk about Happy Days and much more from her great television career. The all-time great TV mom, Marion Ross, here on The Paul Harris Show. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. She was the little girl from a tiny town in Minnesota who grew up to be the best-known mom in television history. Marion Ross is here on The Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX. True, Marion, that you knew you wanted to be a star by the time you were 13?
Well, I guess I'm a star. I guess so. Because this is what, you know, in Marion, Illinois, the reason they picked me, did you hear this story? For their logo was that when I looked at my little prayer book when I was like 12, my name was spelled Marian in Ross in gold letters, and I thought, well, that's not going to look good. that's not going to look good on the marquee. I think that A should be changed to an O. So I did.
Wow.
So now when I go to Marion, Illinois, my name is spelled right up there on the water tower. It says Marion. You know, I'm so anxious to come to see the whole Marion area, and you also, because it's autumn. Autumn coming. We don't have that here in California.
Oh, that's right. And by the way, a beautiful area to see the change of the leaves and all of that. Marion, by the way, had a pretty bad fire in the Civic Center a couple of years ago, and they've rebuilt it, and that's where Marion Ross will be performing on Tuesday night, October 11th. And you can get tickets for her one-woman show, A Lovely Light, by calling 618-997-4030. Do you mind if we take some phone calls, Marion?
Not at all, but I just wanted to say, you know how important it is? This is a cultural center and a civic center for a town that's as ambitious as Marion, Illinois, for them to have their own auditorium back. And it's just going to be gorgeous. It's big. It's like 1,200 seats. I guess it's about half sold out, but I want all my friends to come. There's room for all of us.
That'll be a very nice night with you on Tuesday night, October 11th. My number here, if you want to talk to Marion Ross, is 314-436-7900, toll free 800-925-1120. I got to ask you a gossipy question I've never asked you before.
Okay.
Is it true that at one point during the run of Happy Days, you and Henry Winkler were an item?
We weren't an item, but he treated me as if I were some really gorgeous young girl.
He put the moves on you, huh?
And I liked that a lot, yes. He said his father told him that he should treat older ladies that way.
You know,
makes them feel good. you know, Henry has a new show.
Yes, tonight. It's
starting tonight.
I was going to ask you, do you watch the stuff that your former colleagues all work on?
Well, I want to watch this one especially because I'm crazy about Henry. So, and although Arrested Development, I have trouble with that because I'm older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't get it. But I know kids love it. They think it's great.
Yeah, and Ron Howard produces that, and I understand that Henry left that, and you know who took over? Chachi took that one over.
I know it. I think that's so interesting.
Yeah. Another question I got to ask you about Happy Days. Many people think that the movie American Graffiti inspired the TV show, but it was actually another TV show that you did that this whole series was spun off from. It was actually an episode of Love American Style, wasn't it?
That's right. That's right. We had a few different cast people in it, too. And after American Graffiti came out, well, at the time they said, we like this. You know, we like this 50s stuff. People like this. So they gave me $1,000, a retainer.
Mm.
And they said, we'll come back to this. So now American Graffiti comes out, and they said, oh, boy, we've got something like that. And then they dragged it out again.
Yep. Did you mind the fact that what was originally a family show about a mom and a dad and their then three kids, and we'll get into what the heck happened to Chuck later on, became really a show that centered so much around Fonzie?
Well, we were just glad that, you know, Henry had the opportunity to go off on his own show, you know that, and call it The Fonz and leave us. And he was smart enough to sense that what made the Fonz kind of work was here's this tough guy in the midst of this sweet family, and that allowed for him to be vulnerable. Otherwise, it's just a show about a bunch of tough guys.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God that he stayed, and the rest of us all have this whole legacy.
During all those years on Happy Days, was there ever a Marion Ross action figure?
There is now, a doll.
Really?
Yes, somebody gave it to me.
There's a Mrs. C doll?
There is, and there's a Mr. C doll, too.
Oh, man. And probably somewhere Mrs. C's doll's getting it on with the Fonzie doll. And Mr. C doesn't know anything about it.
On a motorcycle.
Let me go to the phones here. 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. Al, you're on the Paul Harris Show with Marion Ross. Hello.
Hello, Paul and Marion.
Hello.
Marion, we loved you in Brooklyn Bridge, and you talked about the old Nathaniel. We're wondering whatever happened to Alan and the redheaded girlfriend.
Oh, Alan. You know, he wrote a novel, and he sent me this novel, and it's pretty good. A lot of drinking in it. I said, oh, God, you know, but it's darn good, darn good. So I don't know what's going to happen to that. But what a boy, those two boys were wonderful.
Yep, they certainly were. Okay, Al, thanks for calling. Here is Michael on KMOX. Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from my cell phone, and I wanted to ask Marion, Ms. Rath, excuse me, about
That's all right.
Colossus the Forbin Project. What was that like, working with Eric Braeden?
Oh, that was wonderful, and we're very good friends. He is a great tennis player. What a smart guy he is. Boy, we went up to the Lawrence Institute, this big computer thing up around Berkeley. It was fascinating.
The Forbin Project was a movie about computers that take over the world.
Right.
And now you live in a world, I understand, where you don't even have a computer.
Well, I have one. I don't know how to turn it on. I'm the worst. In fact, there was a man here today. We got a new TV, a big new TV with a DVD. And I said, you're not leaving. You're not leaving. Sit down. You're staying right here.
Mrs. C, scared of technology, Michael.
Thanks for
calling. 314-436-7900, toll free, 800-925-1120. How did you get to be Drew Carey's mother?
Well, he asked for me. And it was so funny. My agent called. He said he would like you to play his mother. And I said, what is that? What is this Drew Carey show? He said, no, never mind. He said, it's a big hit.
You had never seen the show?
No. So they sent me some tapes. And I loved being on that show. And the guys would always say, you know, Ryan Stiles and Diedrich and all everybody, they'd always say, we love when you're on the show because everybody's on their best behavior. I said, oh, really? I hadn't noticed.
I would guess that crew could get a little bit wild.
Oh, gosh, yes. And you know who I love? I love Mimi. Kathy Kinney, I don't know if you've ever met her.
No, I haven't.
She is one of the nicest people in the world. She is an angel. And they're all out doing improv now.
Mm-hmm.
She and Drew and all over somewhere.
I always wondered how long it took her to get in makeup.
Quite a while.
I mean, the people on Planet of the Apes probably didn't have to sit in the chair as long as she did to look like Mimi.
It's a lot of eyeshadow, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. And speaking of other TV things, I'm just kind of jumping around here. I always liked it when you showed up on Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher.
Me too.
What was your relationship like with him?
Well, he treated me with such respect. And what I would do, because half the time I didn't know anything, I would sit quietly until they'd all screamed themselves out.
Yeah.
And then I would say something very ultra-liberal, you know,
mm-hmm.
really nice, really, and sort of straighten everybody out.
And that would stir things up again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I love him.
Let me take another quick break. We'll come back and talk some more with Marion Ross and include more of your phone calls at 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. And a reminder about her benefit performance for the Marion Civic Center on Tuesday night, October 11th, out in Marion, Illinois. She's the official spokesperson for the entire town, and she'll be doing her one-woman show called A Lovely Light about the poet Edna St. Vincent Millay. Just a treat to go see her perform in person at the Marion Civic Center. If you want tickets, you can call 618-997-4030 or go to the Marion, Illinois Chamber of Commerce website, which is marionillinois.com. It's Marion Ross here on the Paul Harris Show, back in a moment on KMOX. She played a chain-smoking grandma on that 70s show. She was Drew Carey's mom on the Drew Carey Show. She was Sophie on Brooklyn Bridge. She was Mrs. C on Happy Days. She was on the Gilmore Girls and has done so many things that I'm guessing, Marion Ross, you can't go anywhere without somebody recognizing you, and I bet you get a lot of stuff for free.
Oh, I'm really treated really nice. Did you know I am also SpongeBob SquarePants grandma?
I didn't know that.
Well, I am, and that's a really big item.
Yes.
You know, it really is, because I made the cookies for Patrick and made the little sweater for Patrick, because SpongeBob thought we was too grown up for that.
Is that fun, doing voiceover stuff for animation?
Oh, I want to do it so much. And you know what I did? I did a King of the Hill.
Wow.
Do you know King of the Hill?
I do know it, yes.
And it's so funny, Paul. You would love this. You go, and there's a little microphone box sitting in the middle of the table, and that's the guy. That's the guy from Texas.
That's
I forget what his name is, but that's the King of the Hill. He's talking, and a few actors are around the table. It's just the weirdest thing.
Are you actually doing it with other people in the room?
Well, no. You do it with, you're in a booth and all by yourself, kind of. And it's strange, isn't it? Tom and I just did one.
Tom Bosley?
Yes. We just did this thing called American Dad. I'm supposed to be talking about Marion, Illinois. I know it. But anyway, we did this thing, and they said to me, do you want to look at the script? I said, no. I don't need to look at the script because I want to do this. And so I got down there, and the script was all about this sweet old couple that had turned their camp into kind of a sex camp, and now they were all tricked out in leather, you know, with S&M. I said, what? What am I doing? Anyway, they had Tom and I doing this.
Mr. and Mrs. C became Mr. and Mrs. S&M, huh?
That's right.
That's funny. I like that.
Well, I thought it was funny.
All right, let's get another plug in here for this big deal you're doing on October 11th out in Marion, Illinois. The town's so nice that they put your name on the tower, the water tower there.
And, you know, it's a great place, you know, with the gas shortage, if you want to have a little autumn trip, it's wonderful to go down to southern Illinois, to Marion. It's very close from, it's 2 hours from St. Louis.
Yep.
But they have absolutely wonderful nature down there, you know, and they've got the trees, and they've got these beautiful Shawnee National Forest and a Giant City State Park and the Garden of the Gods. Have you seen all this down there?
I have never been down there.
You haven't?
I will have to make it sometime.
Will you come and see the show?
Well,
it costs either $20 or $25.
Well, the problem is you're going on stage at 7:30, and I would never make it there from here in time. But I'm going to...
Where's your substitute?
I would love to be able to come see you perform in person.
Will you send your wife?
I will try to make arrangements. I will encourage everybody else to get out there and see you, and I will give the phone number again here for people who do want to go see you. It's 618-997-4030 in beautiful Marion, Illinois, or go to marionillinois.com for more information on this. And Marion, it's always a great pleasure talking to you.
Well, you're the best. You really are. You've won a lot of awards. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And next time you're coming through town, we'll do it in person, and I'll buy
All
you
right.
dinner.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much. Marion Ross. Wow. It's just a pleasure having her back on the show. It's the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.